Okay, I just start off with some introductory questions or question. Could you introduce yourself and tell me something about where you come from? How long have you been flying? Where did you do your training? All these kinds of things.
I come from Wales West. You know Wales West is in the near of the south of Cologne. A small village with I think 10,000 or 15,000 people. I have a small company. My family, you are known. My wife tells you. We began with the pilot training, I think, in 2007 in the KKFL nearby, and we made our PPLA at the year 2010, and now we are flying husband and wife.
Okay. Have you got any other hobbies apart from flying?
Oh, we have the three children, and we have two dogs.
Okay.
And my independent company, it's very, very busy, and so that's enough hobbies.
Okay. What was your motivation to become a pilot?
Oh, the motivation for me especially was it was obvious, very, very new thing for us. We have nothing to do with pilots. We have no glider flights or Modellbau. I don't know the English name. We don't build small planes. We have had nothing to do with aviation. And so we thought if we can check it and try the exam, it would be good for our brain, and we can do it together. And so it was a challenge for me to try it, and we are very happy to be
Okay.
pilots.
Very good. Your plans for the future. You do want to do another rating or any special traveling you go on to?
We want to make the Alpeneinweisung. It's in autumn.
Alpeneinweisung is in English.
In
Describe it,
English,
what it is.
mountain exam.
Mountain flying exam.
Mountain
Okay.
flying exam, and we will do it in Kempten Durach in the middle of September, and we want to fly in to France, to Reims, perhaps this autumn or next summer to buy some champagne, and so I need a provincial level 4.
Yes, exactly. That's the
Excellent
reason.
reason. Excellent
Yeah,
reason.
the best reason.
Okay. Little bit of about your flying career. How much flying experience you have? What types of aircraft have you flown?
I am flying only Cessna 172. In the KKFL, we have two aircraft of this type. And I have flown also light sport aircraft. It was the time of Icarus C-42, I think. Very small one. And perhaps in the future, I want to buy a plane, perhaps a light sport plane with a eco permission. I think there are two companies where you can buy this special planes. I think Flight Design and the other Breeze or so. I don't know exactly.
Okay. I'm just going to show you a picture. It's a whatever, a scene from an airport, and I just want you to describe in detail or in general, what do you see on this picture? Just tell us about it. That's all.
In my opinion, in this picture, I see a small jet, but I guess it's a Learjet or a small jet.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather conditions are fine. There are other small aircrafts in the background. I think it's a small airport.
Mm-hmm.
And the registration is registration from the States,
mm-hmm.
from the US States.
Okay. Would you like to fly such an aircraft?
Just if I can, I want to try, yes.
Okay. So, general question now about this business jets. Do you think business flights are just a question of status, or do they offer passengers real advantages?
I think the persons who are flying business, they are. It's important for those persons to go very easily and strictly to the aircraft, no great security and safety reason, and to be very fast at the destination they want to fly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the advantage.
Mm-hmm. Who would you take with you, and where would you choose to go if you were given one flight for free on a business jet?
One flight for free.
Buying champagne, I guess. But you have to talk. You have to talk.
And I have to fly on my own, or
With a pilot, and you can choose. Just
okay.
Tell us.
Perhaps a flight over the Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
could be a good challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And in the newspaper, I think the name is Pilot and Pilot and Flugzeug.
Mm-hmm.
They make some. They do some.
Introductory flights. Or?
Yes, you can book it there,
oh.
And you have you sit nearby the pilot
mm-hmm.
flying.
Okay,
that could be a dream. Yes.
Can you imagine any risks in operating jet aircraft on smaller airfields?
Any risks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the risks are on smaller airfields, the landing strip is smaller than on great airports, and I think the servicing at the smaller airports is smaller. And so it could be
mm-hmm.
difficult to land on a small airport like Angola if the weather conditions are not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that could be a reason.
Okay.
A risk.
Yeah. Now I move on a little bit more complex question. So listen carefully. Between countries that have signed the Schengen Agreement, there is no passport control. We know this makes traveling a lot easier, but there's an increased risk